Sealaska Heritage Institute in Juneau started moving into its new home this week. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Chief Operating Officer Lee Kadinger hopes Sealaska Heritage Institute will be relocated by the end of January. The grand opening of the Walter Sobeloff Center is May 15th.
Next door will be our new home.
Kadinger says from his current office at 1 Sealaska Plaza.
So every time you hear we're having a Native lecture series, it'll be at Sealaska Heritage. Every time you hear that we're having weaving classes, it'll be at Sealaska Heritage. Everything that we do isn't going to be scattered around in different places or classrooms or meeting rooms. It'll be at Sealaska Heritage.
The building will have space for art exhibits, demonstrations, and education. The main collections vault will be in the basement, the retail shop on the first floor, Sealaska Heritage offices on the second, and office rental space on the third. In the very center of the building, visible as soon as you enter, is a traditional clan house.
If we want to have lectures in there, if we want to have presentations in there, if we want to have smaller performances in there, it's really a flexible space, it's a multi-use space, and it's an educational space.
The clan house front will be carved and painted by Tsimshian artist David A. Boxley. The inside will feature a carved glass house screen and two house posts depicting eagle and raven warriors, made by Tlingit glass artist Preston Singletary. Other permanent artwork includes 40-foot panels by Haida artist Robert Davidson that will go on the building's cedar-clad exterior. Formline design expert Steve Brown created the glass sidewalk awnings that are already installed. Having raised around $20 million for the construction of the Walter Sobeloff Center, Sealaska Heritage continues to fundraise for added artwork and exhibits. Kadinger says more than 1,000 individuals, businesses, and organizations have already donated. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.